Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been 4 weeks to the day since the racketeering and murder trial of admitted mobster James Whitey Bulger began. And in that time, we've heard testimony alleging Bulger's involvement in everything from money laundering to drug dealing to murder.
And just yesterday, we heard Bulger's voice for the first time in this trial. The prosecution played recordings of conversations that Bulger had while serving time in the Plymouth County Jail last year. Here he is, back in December, speaking with his brother John about an attempted robbery at a South Boston liquor store.
Three black guys come. They had a Rhode Island car. They're getting ready to stick the joint up.
Yeah.
So I pick up a shotgun and I'm aiming it at them. The guy looked up.
See you later.
I put one in the chamber like, and he looked up. One went this way, one went that way. When they first come in the store, they're looking around. They don't look up. And Stevie, he's got a 45 behind him, his back waiting for them to make a move. They were lucky they didn't try to do nothing.
Milton Valencia has been covering the trial for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now to talk about some of the key developments in the trial this week. And Milton, welcome back to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you about these recordings. They weren't exactly smoking guns, but what did they add to the case from where you sit?
They really add another layer to what the prosecutors have been talking about. You know, you mentioned that tape there. There's also a tape of Mr. Bulger talking about the killing of Eddie Connors, one of his alleged victims. He's talking about money laundering involving John Moderano. So, you know, what we're hearing is Bulger talking about the same things that prosecutors are themselves talking about. Mm. So it's just it's adding another layer to the testimony that jurors are hearing and kind of, you know, just piling it on, for lack of a better way to say it. That's what they're doing. One more thing is that they're adding, you know, the reality of it. You know, everyone talk about Bulger being the myth, you know, this story that's been out there for so long. Well, they're putting it in his words. This man who's been sitting here, he's talking about it himself. So it really brings some sense of reality back into the courtroom, back into that defendant table. And prosecutors are trying to, you know, say this is the man talk right here. And he's talking about it himself.
Yeah. Milton, you mentioned him talking about the murder of Eddie Connors. I'm going to play that tape as well. And as you described in the paper today, he talks sort of breezily about that murder of Eddie Connors, who was gunned down in a phone booth, 1975. He's one of 19 people Bulger is accused of killing. So here he is talking to his niece and nephew about Connors' death.
Yeah, that was Moakley's Bar.
Yeah.
And then Bulldogs was Eddie Connors, the guy in the phone booth.
Yeah.
I forget what they said.
Yeah.
Somebody threw my name in the mix.
Right. Yeah. As usual. Yeah.
But anyways, that was what happened.
Yeah.
Sounds so casual, so breezy, the way he's talking about that stuff. And Milton, we also heard from Karen Smith, the daughter of Eddie Connors, about the last time she saw her father. What did you hear?
Right. She testified for jurors that she was 7 years old, had dinner in June 1975 with her father, Eddie Connors. You know, they had a good night, father and daughter together. They answered the phone at the same time when someone had called her father. And, you know, he left. She asked if you know, she could go with him. He said no. You know, next thing she knows, she's being awoken in the middle of the night by someone who's bringing her to her grandfather's house. And the next day, she's seeing, you know, her dad's photo on the television saying he was killed. That's another example of bringing this, you know, this story back to earth to talk about real victims. And she was saying outside just the fact that, you know, Bulger's talking about this, in her view, you know, shows his guilt, shows his lack of shame. You know, you can hear that, as prosecutors wanted to point out, you can hear that, you know, imitation of gunfire. And I don't know if that's mocking, I don't know if that's referencing, I'm not sure what it is, but in prosecutor's view, it's just another example of Bulger talking about the things that they're talking about, about murder and lack of shame and no remorse.
Sure. Now, in addition to the tapes, jurors also had heard testimony from former drug dealer William Shea, who spoke of Whitey Bulger's role in the drug trade in the 1970s and 80s. And for the longest time, Bulger denied that he pushed drugs drugs in Southie. So what did we learn from William Shea's testimony about that?
Well, we learned that myth that that Bulger was the Robin Hood who kept the drugs out of Southie was just that, a myth. We heard that, surprisingly enough, at the beginning of this trial, opening statements, 2.5 weeks ago, Bulger's lawyers dropped the bomb that, yeah, he was going to admit to drug dealing. That was news within itself, because we've heard from so long, some people in South Boston continue to say that James Bulger kept the drugs out of Southie. Here, now he's admitting to it for the first time. And not only that, we're hearing in detail the level, the depth that he was allegedly involved in it.
And how lucrative it was as well.
How lucrative, and he was getting $10,000 a week. The person who's running the business for him was getting $100,000 a week. We're talking about marijuana. We're talking cocaine. We're talking when one source ran out, Bulger was involved to the point he was finding another source. And one of the witnesses, Billy Shea, who ran this level of the operation for Bulger, he was asked who was the boss, and Billy Shea said Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger. Well, Milton Valencia is covering the murder and racketeering trial of James Whitey Bulger for the Boston Globe. Milton, thanks so much.
Thank you.